Tim here. Tim Alexander is here usually on Tuesday and Thursday. Sometimes Thursdays we have Chris Harris pop in for a few moments to give us an update on Fukushima. We're going to do some videos on live stream. Tim, there's an interesting decision. I saw this on Drudge today, that the International Tribunal has ruled that that no South China claims for China and their war drums. Now,
well, the president of China has ordered the People's Liberation Army to prepare for combat. Personally, I think that's...
Who are they going to fight?
I think it's mostly hot air. But China reminds me of Japan in the 1930s. You know, they've gotten very big for their britches. You know, they're very full of themselves, but...
Well, let's put it this way. There's an old story in one of these B-movies that says, and don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
That was in Elliot Ness, The Untouchables. And now Sean Connery played a sergeant that was part of The Untouchables.
Now, I know there's Chinese that listen to this, so I want them to listen up real closely. Nuclear technology was transferred as supercomputers by Bill Clinton's administration, which is a criminal organization, with the, if you want to call it, the co-president of Hillary Clinton, back in the late 90s and just before 9/11, that the Chinese have had their businesses expanded because transnational, primarily American corporations, have set up business there because they didn't have regulatory control so they could environmentally screw over the people of China, and now have destroyed over 40% of their waterways and air around their cities, so it's basically a biological dead zone. The Chinese People's Republican Army leaders are in their 70s and 80s now, so they're pretty close to meeting their great Buddha in the sky. They're just about ready to, or whatever, if they're communists, they believe in atheism, their great void of nothing in the sky. What's going to happen is that for every person...
And unfortunately for them, it won't be that way, but go ahead.
Right. We have one person... that gets a job in China. There's nine people qualified for that job. Half of the loans in China are shark loans, above 20%, which we had our guys back in the 1920s and 30s when they have we call gangster movies. They consider these criminal loans. The Chinese basically are losing business, and they're actually trying to grab corporate heads because they're moving to Malaysia or India, to Kerala, India, and elsewhere, because they're freaked out. They want to have a decent wage, and now that they want a decent wage, the companies say, heck, we don't want to give you guys a decent wage. We're moving out of here. Even in China, in Foxconn facility, which has a million people, they're moving a lot of their production to robotics. So the Chinese people have what we call a schizophrenic kind of attitude. They want to do business with the West and sell us all their toys and things for Christmas. They want to be our elves, if you want to call it. On the other hand, they want to be a superpower when they have no bases outside of China. They're trying to build them on these little rock islands and the Spratly Islands. And now they're trying to take over territory that's clearly historically the territory of the Philippines and other countries in the ASEA, A-S-E-A nations, which is a direct violation because there's oil in that area of the South China Sea. And they have no oil rights to this oil. Now we have nations...
Well, what's more, they're trying to declare 200-mile territorial limits.
Yeah, and you can't do that. Secondly,
the International Tribune just ruled today
is that
they're not an island, they're a rock.
Right.
And possession of that rock, even if it's legal, which it's not, but possession of that rock does not give you a 200-mile circle that you can draw around it.
Now, they've actually been threatening American flights that have been over these areas, these rocks, where they build military, small little military bases.
Really not. They've been doing it. That's why I say they remind me of Japan in the 90s.
Let me finish my statement here, because I want the Chinese to have a clear come-to-Jesus talk, which I'm doing right now. You need to know, I don't care if there's a billion of you in your army or whatever, there's not. Let's say between 2.5 and 5 million soldiers, etc., and you people will be turned to ashes in microseconds without firing one bullet or one missile. And even if you have nuclear missiles that can hit America, we have multiple layered ways of actually turning them off. Now, our globalist maniacs like Hillary Clinton and Obama would allow a first strike to hit at least some of our military bases, but we have technology to completely not only neutralize all of your weapons coming in, including EMP, we also have ways of taking you out and vaporizing you inside your skin before we even peel the paint from your walls or cause your aquarium to bubble. So you need to understand that. Now, We have nations armed to the teeth right in your border that within 8 to 12 minutes of actually annihilating your cities, which is South Korea, especially Japan. They're armed to the teeth. And they understand China very, very clearly. And the Chinese don't get this. You guys are historical geopolitical novices, and you're dealing with dragon nations which will take you down and completely annihilate you. In fact, I'm going to make a statement that in the not-too-distant future, if you continue your behavior, except for the Chinese that have been smart enough to move outside to Brazil and America and elsewhere, you in China will be as rare as the gold of warfare. In other words, a Chinaman from China won't exist anymore. Now, you got to realize, if you start a war with us, we will kill you all. We're not just going to kill some of you, including your underground bases. We'll kill all of you. Now, you're dealing with America and the West. Now, people don't understand. When you have a nation like America that'll take its own citizens and kill them in 9/11, what do you think we'll do to you when you've lost your youth, when you decide, hey, we're going to take on America and the West? Are you crazy? Now, you might be pulled with hooks in your jaws, like it says in the Bible, down to fight us. If you do, you will face your annihilation. You won't just face a bad day. You won't come and rise out a century from now. No, you will cease to exist. 95% of the military, industrial, and manufacturing might is within 100 miles of the coast of China. We can take you out in 12 minutes with nuclear weapons, and we can take you out in less than that with advanced scalar and other weapons. You can't even imagine what we have. And if you try to do something vile and violent, when we have a leader in like President Trump, he will just decide to activate our space-based and other advanced weapon systems, and you'll just cease to exist. So don't think about it. If you want to make a deal, first off, be decent with us. Be decent with the nations around. Do a collaborative thing. Go to the Philippines and say, hey, we'd like to develop your oil. We'll split the profits. We got all these oil engineers. Why not do that? Don't saber rattle and try to see if you can frighten your neighbors into literally succumbing to you, especially Japan. Are you crazy? Do you really want to get
well, they are very full of themselves. I follow...
Well, they're going to find out the hard way. And I want this to get through to the Chinese proletariat in this message to say, you have no idea what you're facing. And if you think we in the West are passive or won't take you down and annihilate you, you're nuts. Now, we don't want to because you're our brothers and sisters. Many of you are even Christians. But you have to understand, you got to throw off the bands of your communist global overlords that are nuts and think that that communism is going to conquer the world. First off, what's going to conquer the world is a technology of empathy, a technology of advanced, genetics and singularity of artificial intelligence and quantum mechanics and everything else. It's not going to be communism. 90% of the new jobs 10 years from now aren't even invented yet. Anywhere in the world. Do you know that 90% of the new jobs are not even invented yet? And yet these fools in China think, well, we're going to keep all this manufacturing, we're going to become this big superpower, we're going to go bully all our neighbors. You're crazy.
Well,
you're crazy.
You have to remember, how did they get to be such a manufacturing powerhouse?
It's real simple.
Transferred from us.
When Richard Nixon
it was
went there, I saw
that. By the globalists because they wanted to. It was a multi.
Right. Well, Richard Nixon went there on orders.
Background reason. They wanted to kill America, and they wanted to make more money.
No, that's just global.
Yeah.
Make more money, exactly. But what Richard Nixon went there, and they had snowfall in Beijing. So what they did is they told the people to go around and literally gather the snow up in their aprons and so on, and literally sweep the streets. It was amazing, apparently, how they cleared the Beijing so they could actually walk around and the snow didn't hamper them. It may seem really wonderful when you got like 1.3 billion people, but only about 260, 280 million people there are actually in the manufacturing and industrial areas. You didn't know that? It's not 1.3 billion. Most of those people are actually in the rural areas where they're in subsistence living or bare poverty, just in their subsistence. They grow their own vegetables, eat their own food, and
they're
pretty
much
rural
the whole country was that way 30, 40 years ago.
I was an
undergraduate in political science. I specialized in Chinese and Asian studies, and I studied the Chinese language, Mandarin.
Right.
And it was really quite amazing. If you know the background and know where they're at now,
But even if you go four blocks off,
how they've grown.
You can go to a major city along the coastal areas like Shandong and Beijing and so on. Yeah, they're very clever, But the fact is, you go four blocks off and you get to see abject poverty where they got chickens hanging up and people living in absolute poverty. Within four blocks of, you know, shining skyscrapers and high-tech buildings and engineering places where they're graduating more engineers in Beijing than all the engineers and all the PhDs in America. People need to grasp, yes, there's some very positive things about what's happening in China, but they're going to throw off the bans of communism. They're going to throw off the bans of crazy policies like this, where on the one hand they want to do business with us and say they want to, and on the other hand they got bayonets. I'm looking at this picture on Drudge, and they're shouting, "Oh, yeah, we're going to take you. Are you crazy? Do you understand that if you take a knife to a gunfight, and we're not talking about a gunfight, we're not talking about, if you take a nuclear weapon to a scalar 25th century fight with America, we're just going to push a button and you'll cease to exist. Do you understand that?" Now, we don't want to do it. They don't. But if you don't want it to happen, and we don't want it to happen either, because, again, what you want to do is you want to make enough money you can buy in our theaters and sell us popcorn and treats, and you want your granddaughter to marry our grandson. And you want to go to the University of Spoiled Children in Southern California, and you want to buy a fancy home in the mountains. That's okay. Do you understand that? We're not racist. We're not, this kind of crazy idea of the Western Empire that we want to crush you. No. But we don't want you to bully your nations around. You want to make a deal. Make a deal with the Asian nations and say, we'll develop your resources. But don't go and poison your own population with industry without any regulation. Don't go and bully surrounding nations and then dare to think that you're going to go and start taking over territory in the South China Sea when this group of nations does this. Bad for business. All the national internet transnational corporations all need to do then is say, we're pulling out. What are you going to do about that? What if you do if we do a industrial blockade where you're no longer a most favored nation and you can't even sell your damn stuff to Tesco in Britain or Walmart in North America? Are you out of your mind? Do you understand if we shut you down, you'll cease to exist? They don't get it, do they?
No. And I study the Chinese military development. Occasionally I'll run some pictures on my blog. And, their warships, their aircraft, a lot of which are derived from the Russian...
they took old ships and they refurbished them. They won't have a carrier group.
Well, no, they've got some new ones. They've got some destroyers. The newest destroyer is fairly good. But again, some of that technology comes from Russia. They've got
they stole most of it from us.
And they've developed a few of their own. But the point is...
The JL-11 one, which they got, literally, they're even donating them to Afghanistan. And, you know, they can make a bunch of these things.
The YJ-12 is a pretty powerful anti-shipping missile. But the point is, yes, they have all that, but they cannot begin to approach our, really, 21st century technology.
And I know a lot more than they're
a long way from that. And right. That's why I say they're like the Japanese in the 1930s. They're very full of themselves, and I think it's gone to their heads. Now, well, Russia, by the way,
it's not gone to all their heads. The problem is, you see, China is a chimera. It's got real good businessmen that want to make deals with the West, and they fly in back into Los Angeles and elsewhere, and they want to make deals. And then we got a bunch of old fart military idiots that want to be like a communist empire of old, and they want to go and bully the surrounding nations into doing deals with them. I'm thinking, you don't need to do that. Go to the boardroom and make a deal with these guys. Don't act like a bully. It's craziness, isn't it? And so what they do is they have what I call multi-track. They think, oh, we make deals on one side, we shake hands, we smile, we do... And I have really good relations, for example, like I'm using a Trumpism. I have real good relations with people that buy equipment and materials from China, and they are great people. But there's some crazy people there that the Chinese are too passive and they put up with. Poisoning their cities, poisoning their water, setting up a huge amount of their budget to build a giant military. And what are they going to use with the military? Who are they going to invade?
Well, Dr. Bill, you can say much the same about the American people.
The American people are the American equivalent of passive. But the fact is, America is the only policeman in the superpower that actually doesn't have a desire for empire. We don't. We want to have...
Well, but the people don't, but the powers... George Soros and Bloomberg and Google have been pouring millions of dollars into Black Lives Matter. George Soros also has been directing riots, police state, and class war for America.
He just now, got put on the on a terror list.
Also, a key player in bringing millions of Muslims into Europe, and
he just got put on the terror list for Russia. He got put on the terror list for Russia, right? He just got put on the terror list for Russia. Putin put Mr. Soros on the terror list.
Well, yeah, oh, he should be. But my question is, why has George Soros not been indicted under the U.S. Patriot Act, extradited to the United States, tried and convicted for very serious terrorism felonies?
That's
by
because
his funding of multiple things and events around the world.
I guarantee that President Trump would do it, but not the Abominator, the idiot.
Well, the Abominator's taking his money. The Abominator loves him. The Abominator is part of the problem. But
right.
Yes, Trump will. By the way, the Washington Times and some others are saying that there's a 95% chance that Trump is about to announce that Indiana Governor Pierce will be the VP candidate. Now others are disputing that. They say the Lieutenant General, Army Lieutenant General, who was head of the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, till
you're talking about Flynn. You're talking about
Rise of ISIS.
General. You're talking about LaFlynn, right?
Yeah, Flynn, who he objected to the Obama administration's support for ISIS, and he said they were supporting and creating a nightmare, and Obama fired him. Some are saying I think he would be a good choice, but you know there's pluses and minuses for both these guys. But if he's going to pick the governor of Indiana, it has to be done this week because the governor is running for re-election, and for them to for the Republican Party to field a candidate for that election, if he cannot run under Indiana law for both state and federal office the same year, he has to. He has to resign his nomination this week, and the Republican Central Committee in Indiana has to meet and do a replacement. Along that line, on the Democratic ticket in Indiana, Barron Hill, who is a former congressman who is running for the open U.S. Senate seat, has announced yesterday that he is resigning his nomination. And it's widely expected that Evan Bayh, who was a senator and governor in Indiana, is going to run for that seat.
Yeah.
The Democrats want control of the Senate, and that open seat is very key to them. So it's big bucks were exchanged, I'm sure, to get all that to happen.
Do you hear about the latest that Clinton is fighting like crazy?
Are we still on the air?
Oh, yeah. Clinton is fighting like crazy.
Sometimes I hear the bumper, and sometimes I can't hear it. Okay,
no, not
ahead.
Yet. No, 2 minutes away. Clinton's fighting like crazy, her legal team, to prevent her from having a deposition where she actually is under oath. Amazingly, the FBI director, Comey, didn't attend it. She wasn't under oath, and they didn't videotape it, and they didn't even consider
right.
the under oath testimony before the Congress. This is a misprision of justice. Comey should be fired. The director of
understand where he comes from. Look, yes, he was a federal prosecutor, but he was also a big shot in HSBC, the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, and he was their man that dealt with offshore accounts. In other words,
money laundering.
The British Prime Minister a couple years ago intervened and stopped the U.S. State Department and Justice Department from prosecuting HSBC. On matters of national security because they were funding ISIS, the Mexican drug cartels, et cetera, et cetera. This is the guy that was right up to his eyeballs and all that stuff.
Right.
And he's director of the FBI. And by the way, he had a long connection with the Clinton Foundation and
Sandy
all that
Berger.
Crap.
Sandy Berger, hiding the documents in his pants in the National Library.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
And welcome back, and Tim, you had a couple of gun control facts you wanted to read on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Stephen Lemon, who's been on your or this show before, Jeff Renz on his site has a good article by him. I want to read a couple excerpts out of it. Of course, these things are never discussed by the mainstream media. Now, and these figures for the United States, there are 30,000 gun-related deaths per year by firearms. That is not disputed. What is never shown, however, is a breakdown of those deaths when to put them in perspective. 65% of those deaths are by suicide, which would not be prevented by gun laws. 15% are by law enforcement in the line of duty and mostly justified. 17% are through criminal activity, gang and drug-related or mentally ill persons. And 3% are accidental discharge deaths. So, you know, you have to take, when you... And the gun violence isn't that great. It really drops to about 5,100 per year. Still too many. Well, then you need to look at how those deaths are spanned across the nation. 480 homicides, which is 9.4% of the whole country, were in Chicago. 344 were in Baltimore. 333 homicides in Detroit. 119 homicides in Washington, D.C. So basically, 25% of all gun crime happens in just four cities. And coincidentally, all four of those cities have very strict gun laws. So it's not the lack of law that is the root of the cause. This basically leaves 3,825 for the entire rest of the nation, about 75%. Now, that's an average because some states have far greater numbers than others. California had 1,169 deaths. Alabama had one homicide by gun. Now, Of course, California has the strictest gun laws in the entire country. Still, 1,169 homicides.
Yeah, but these are criminals, and they get the guns whatever way they want.
Well, of course. And anybody with half a brain understands that. Also, you have to understand that these cities, which I mentioned, have a high percentage of ghetto activity, ghetto crime. And I'm not blaming it on black people. I'm not blaming it on Chicanos. I'm just saying
I want to correct that. I do want to blame it on black people. Okay, let me correct that, and I'll tell you why I correct it. Black people have done three things. Firstly, they've allowed the government to push social services to make sure women are at home having babies as their way of getting out of the ghetto. Number two, they've made sure a man can't be at home even if they're not married to them. Number three, they've no daddies around to make sure those boys don't behave or get into gangs. Because believe me, if my sons got into gangs, they'd have to deal with dad, and dad's not a funny guy to deal with. So my guys, even if they screw up now,
You are completely correct in what you just said.
And if you have good dads like me, I'm a good dad, it doesn't matter what skin color. Again, my mom, who's Syrian Lebanese, when she goes out and gets a tan, she's a hell of a lot darker than Mr. Barack Obama. Okay, so I'm sick and tired of this black this and black that stuff, okay? Now, I have ancestry that's both Syrian Lebanese and Scottish, Irish, German, British, and French. And I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of hearing all this stuff about race stuff. The real issue is the black culture has deteriorated because they've allowed it to deteriorate.
Globalists have done their best to deteriorate.
Yeah, but here's the solution.
The fault is on both sides.
No, it's not on both
many
sides.
Of the blacks have
No, they try to do it to whites, and except in the really poor white areas, they haven't got away with it. Here's the solution. Black people, just, and I love the kind of black director of police who said he wouldn't protest, he'd find solutions. And his comment, he's black, very black, said was real simple, we're hiring. If you're Black Lives Matter, come on down, fill in an application, we'll hire you. And we'll put you back in those communities where you think there's a problem, and you can police it and stop the problem. So if we had black policemen and black militia in these towns and cities, for example, a lot of people say, well, they're gun-free zones. Yeah, there's lots of areas where there's no damn way that the police are going to arrive in certain areas of
Chicago. Gun-free only means law-abiding citizens don't have guns.
Right, but if you have police that are afraid to go to different areas of the city because there's armed with high-powered weapons, I mean, I talk to police to tell me the high-powered weapons that the criminals have in cities like Chicago, they outgun the police by a large margin. They got armor-piercing weapons, unless you got level 3 body armor on, and they don't even have vehicles that have side panels or bulletproof glass. Why the heck do they want police to go into death zones where they're
There's
killed?
A movement now. There's a firm that's selling them
right.
police cars
so,
that
to
way.
Me, they
it's
need to,
more money, but
they,
you know
they,
what?
They,
it saves
who
lives.
Who gives a damn? This is equipment they need. Same thing, they need level 3 body armor. They need to have proper Kevlar shields and helmets and stuff. They need to have the non-lethal equipment so they don't have to accelerate to guns to knock people down and knock them out.
That's true.
The problem is the black culture put up with it. Do you think they get that away with it?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function.
Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, you know, the real problem is there's multiple things that need to be fixed here. Firstly, we need to have a militia inside like this. And the people are in Black Lives Matter. And by the way, this group has been listed by Putin and Mr. Soros as terror organizations. If
they
we
are.
Did that in America and we hauled in these leaders and actually tried them and put them into prison, because Black Lives Matter is being led by a bunch of thugs, there is an issue. Blacks are being prosecuted more for use of marijuana. They're being put. The reason is you're 6 to 10 times more likely to be doing a crime if you're black. So if you got a sensitized police, whether it's in California or Chicago or elsewhere, and you see a black person doing something that doesn't look, quote, normal, you're going to be overly jumpy because these people are not geniuses. They don't have non-lethal equipment. They don't have methods to protect themselves from being shot by groups of people that have probably better weapons. And are more willing to use them on them.
Yeah, so the there's, there's a lot of AK-47s out there, including some that are fully automatic illegally.
Okay, let's put it this way. If I was a policeman, number one, the first thing I'd have is I'd have low-grade body armor. I'd make sure that I'd make homemade plating on the side of my vehicle and bulletproof glass in my vehicle. I'd have, if I could, get a bunch of police together to get an APC armored personnel carrier. By the way, I found out a way, and I talked to my friends, that I could get an armored personnel carrier for $20,000 on the resale market, like a Bearcat, or refurbish it with a few of my welder buddies, and you could put depleted uranium plating on the outside of the damn thing, and there's no way they can shoot through that. And the problem is we need to have civilian militia where some of these...
if they fired into it, it would spread some radiation. That's the problem you had in Iraq is the depleted uranium shells that they use as anti-tank
shells. Well, no, they wouldn't know. No, you wouldn't spread it.
When they hit...
That's only if you have a DU shell hitting it. A regular shell will not penetrate depleted uranium.
Oh, but you'll get a small vaporization from the...
Nah, nothing to speak of. I'm an expert on this. I actually took care of troops. It's only when you have a DU, what's called hot blue shell from one of our missiles that hits the thing. It has to be a DU shell. Otherwise, you hit it with a regular weapon, it's going to bounce off. It can do nothing. It really will bounce off. In fact, people don't realize most of the helicopters have depleted uranium ballast in the helicopter to maintain stability. Did you know that? Almost all the helicopters have DU stabilizers.
Jay Carter, who's building the Carter copter, which is a real breakthrough in aerospace technology.
Yeah.
I know him, and at the ends of his four rotors, they are weighted with depleted
uranium. So here's the issue. We need to have a situation where we properly arm and train these guys. We also need to give them non-lethal. We have these little capsules that are about the size of a golf ball. If you hit somebody with one of these things with an air gun, the thing bursts and it actually will knock you down in a few seconds because it's an anesthetic, dissociative anesthetic. We have weapons that you can point at somebody and hit it with a button, and if they're even within the parabolic range of this thing, it'll knock you down and give you seizures.
Increasingly, the danger that police officers face in the ghetto is that there are so many illegal guns, often stolen guns, that sell for a lot less than what they do, you know, at your local sporting goods store. You may have a $400 Glock that somebody picks up for $75. Of course, it's hot as the top of your stove, but that doesn't matter to them.
Okay,
and so you have a lot of police officers that they drive through a ghetto. They're constantly yelled at, cursed at, and they're scared.
Let me give you a theoretical
one. I could have been an officer because I had to pull years ago, and I'm a big guy and college educated, no criminal record, and I was told, you want on, we'll get you on, no problem.
But here's the solution.
Frankly,
the solution is just being big.
Job. I don't want, you know.
Tim, are you aware of the new Director of Energy Weapons Research at Sandia Labs and the other ones in New Mexico?
Yeah.
They have these what's called death rays that can actually hit a missile with a beam of light at the speed of light and vaporize 100% of missiles coming in. Did you know that? And all they need to do, they didn't build enough of them under the idiot Obama administration, but they build enough. You can ring around any country or anywhere, even despite the high atmosphere tropospheric system for scrambling the missile defense systems, and you could have a little drone, maybe 6 foot across, and the police could have this thing flying in, and any bullets coming anywhere, you can hit with a directed energy weapon and vaporize the bullet before it ever hits the target. Did you know that that system can be built? We have the technology now. If we want to have a police drone, they can not only neutralize any weapon, but also hit them with either non-lethal or lethal weapon systems. That can be done. I want to see the police with drones. I want to see the police with weapons so they can neutralize and hit a bullet with a beam of...
The one guy was supposedly a sniper, some are saying the sniper, in Dallas was they used a robotic... basically, it's designed for going in and disarming.
Yeah, but that was stupid when they
put a bomb on it, and they got it close to him and blew him up.
See, that's not reasonable. What you want to do is knock him out so you can actually find out if he has affiliates. Did he have other shooters?
I know.
That's not a rational thing to do.
We've crossed that line, and there are legal objections to it. On the other hand, I say when you've got somebody that's just shot 11 cops. You're in a combat situation, and you better take those so-and-sos down. Now,
yeah, but you don't need to take them down
lethally. That there was one sniper. Early on, they said there were two. Then they said there were at least four snipers shooting. These cops were shot by pros, and the pros, if you're a sniper. You usually have, it's a two-man team, usually.
Right.
You have a spotter and a sniper.
Exactly.
You know, and sometimes a protector, that is, if you're in a combat situation where you've got somebody protecting the two up high.
Right.
And you know your egress routes. You have a couple egress routes mapped out so that you get out of Dodge quick. These guys did their dirty deeds. They got out. They left their guns. There was some place where they could leave their guns and change their clothing, and they blended in. This was not an accident. This was a deliberate military operation that took out 11 police officers.
Now Tim, you have to also think of Operation Gladio. How much of these were massaged, monitored by the FBI and CIA and other agencies? How many of them were identifying people that were of interest, but they never intervened to stop them from doing things when they had lots of intel? One of the things Obama did is scrub all the Muslim names off people, but also just terrorists, people that are just half-cocked. And there's a lot, and most people don't realize, every phone, fax, and email is monitored.
Remember what they did in the Ukraine. The so-called Ukrainian Revolution, which was really a coup orchestrated by the United States and Israel. Israel sent in sniper teams. And while the demonstrators were out and the police were out, the sniper teams were shooting in both directions. They were shooting the cops and shooting the civilian
right.
demonstrators.
Right.
So it's very possible to set stuff up. By the way, you know, the guy that was shot in Louisiana, they've tried to paint him like he was a good, upstanding citizen. The guy was a convicted felon with a rap sheet as long as your arm. He was also a pedophile because when he was 20 years old, he impregnated a 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
He had an illegal weapon on him. And the reason the police were sent to that location is a homeless man asked him for if he had any spare change, and he pulled out his illegal weapon and threatened to blow the guy's brains out. And as soon as the guy got away from him, he called in to the police and reported it, and the police came for that reason. It's always
but it's
that
beyond
way.
Incompetence. It's beyond incompetence what you're saying. Now, we also
the
have
the media is complicit.
But remember,
in
the media,
this.
Tim, the media is not just the regular media like news and television, radio. It's Facebook. They're being sued $1 billion for alleged use of mediums for terror. You heard about that, right? It's up on Bloomberg Technology. And it shows how members of Ezzedine Al-Qassim Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, take part in a gathering in Gaza. And, of course, they've shown, actually, lawyers filed a $1 billion lawsuit against Facebook, alleging it allowed the Palestinian militant Hamas group to use their platform to plot that killed 4 Americans and wounded 1 in Israel, the West Bank, and Jerusalem. So people need to start grasping that the globalists, and that includes people like Soros, is a terrorist, and Black Lives Matter, that's a terrorist organization.
Black
Obama's
Lives
never going to call
received
that.
Received millions in funding from George Soros, from Google, and also from Bloomberg. Why?
Now, right, why? And you have to understand what's going on here. The globalists want terrorism. They don't want Muslims to make more money, so they don't want to be terrorists or even...
I can report 2 things from Europe along this line. The director of the French Intelligence Service has told President Holland that France is very close to civil war. His compatriot, and as director of the German intelligence, has told Ms. Merkel that the country is about to blow up because of all the Muslims.
Do they care? Does Merkel care?
Well, the globalists are doing this by design.
Right.
And, if you want to see just how much they have corrupted democracy, if you look across Europe, there's not a single country in Northern, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, that the people, an overwhelming majority of the people, want all these so-called refugees, millions of military-age Muslim,
in
their country. In fact, it's just the opposite. The people very strongly don't want those so-and-sos in their country. But the political class is so corrupted, so bought and paid for, that across the board they're letting them in, with a few exceptions. Austria somewhat, Switzerland somewhat, and Hungary. But the rest, they're just letting them in by the floods, and the people are screaming mad, and they're realizing that all their major political parties are so bought and paid for. They're not only are they not defending their own people, their own women, their own children, but they're acting directly against them by letting
here's what I see happening, though. I think that the blowback is the average Brit said, I want my bangers and mash, I don't care if the pound sterling goes down. I think a lot of the people in Europe are basically, that's why they're going to have to do something extreme to enforce Fortress Europe and Islamify Europe, which the Vatican is doing, which the globalists are doing, which Soros is doing, which Tony Blair is doing, which, again, you're one of the main whistleblowers on Tony Blair. What a freaking monster criminal this guy.
I just wish we had been able to send him to prison. I did my part. They cut a deal. You know, they cut a deal with him. He had a few weeks. He had to get out of number 10, and he wouldn't go to prison, and a few other top people wouldn't go to prison. I really wanted to see that bastard
locked for
the rest of his life.
Well, he's doing a lot of really bad things now. Remember what's happened here with Hillary Clinton. She's lost some percentages now, and I want to make this comment. Okay?
Well, yeah, but you got to remember, those percentages are being reported to you by the mainstream
media. Let me make this comment.
In reality, I suspect Trump is probably at least 60% to 40.
Right, let me make this comment. I've had arguments, either in person or on the phone, with people who still think, despite the fact that Hillary is a criminal, a liar, and shown bad judgment in multiple things, like from Libya to Benghazi to God knows what, that there's a trail of dead bodies behind her and Bill Clinton, that the foundation is doing all kinds of illegal deals, like 20% of our uranium
all
from Oregon. It's just unbelievable.
But here's my point.
Okay, Tim, let me finish, okay, Tim? Let me finish.
Okay.
The key issue here is, I have people that say, how dare you try to impose your opinion on me? I said, do you understand I'm imposing facts on you? That if you vote for Hillary Clinton, you are literally putting all of us in physical, financial, geopolitical, and spiritual danger. They can't understand that.
Don't confuse lip cards with facts.
Well, I talk to people, and they look at me like, I remember sitting in a discussion here not many days ago, and I had all the way from children to adults saying that Donald Trump is a racist. I'm thinking, you people are nuts. You people are out of your mind. He make a couple of comments because he's being harassed by this judge who's born in Indiana, who's of Hispanic descent, and he shouldn't have said what he said, which even made...
The judge is actually a pro-Mexican activist.
I know that.
He's not Mr. Innocent.
No, he's not Mr. Innocent. In fact, he's directly involved with trying to get people across the border illegally and supporting them with legal defense, which is wrong. It's against the Constitution. We want immigration. We want rapid immigration of good Hispanic, good black, good people from other countries that want to come here. We don't care what skin color, but we want them legally. We don't want criminals. It's that simple. We want people also that are from cultures like Northern Europe, preferentially, so that we don't dilute our culture to the point where you can't find an American a century from now. They're like in a museum. Oh, we stuffed that guy because he was the last American, you know. Put him up in a museum.
So, like the passenger pigeon in Chicago in 29, they stuffed the last one. There were about a billion of them at one time, but they all died.
Well, you know how they died. During the Depression, I heard that a lot of people ate passenger pigeon as one of their main food sources.
Oh, they ate them for a long time. They killed them. I grew up almost on the banks of Pigeon Creek, and people in southwestern Indiana often have a little fungus in their lungs because at one time... The bird droppings were several feet thick.
Right.
Because these birds literally flew in flocks of millions.
Right.
And they hunted them to death. But once their population got down to about 100,000, they really didn't survive. Their evolution was for massive flocks.
Yeah.
And once their population got so low, they weren't...
I see your comment here, Tim, about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Why is it the right of a Chief Justice to have an open her mouth and try to steer public opinion with her comments about if Trump wins, it's time to move to New Zealand? She's been in as...
Well, she's one of four Jewish justices. I don't criticize people for being Jewish, but when you have nine justices on the Supreme Court that think they can make the law... Four are now Jewish, and Obama has appointed or has nominated a fifth Jewish member. That is over the top for people.
Okay, well, I'm going to revise that a bit because last week we had Tex Mars on talking about the Holy Serpent of the Jews. We have to understand that 100% of the current rabbis in the Western world serve what's called the Talmud of Babylon, the Sefer Zohar, and the Zohar. These are clearly Babylonian, Talmudic, satanic, pagan books. They're not ancient Hebrews. These people are not Jews. They use the word Jew and man it around like they're ancient Hebrews. They're not. And the fact is that they're the synagogue of Satan. They are synagogue of Satan.
Synagogue of Satan, Jews, they're not Jews.
Now, when they say four Jewish...
They were part of the Khazarian Empire. They were Ashkenazis. They converted to Talmudic Judaism about 700 A.D., Talmudic Judaism is a gross perversion of the ancient Hebraic faith, and that which was practiced at the time Christ was alive, and it was basically a Jew at that time who said, I don't know what the hell this is, but it's not my religion.
Right. Now, here's the point. The point is that Obama wants to nominate a fifth Jew, and we're talking about, we have to understand, we want repentance on the part of Jews. That's why we put out this book. That's why we talk about it, because we want them to get away from this Babylonian satanic garbage and get into ancient Hebrew belief systems.
Pope Francis says not to try to convert them.
Pope Francis is the devil. This guy is the false prophet. There's nobody that fits the bill better than this monster.
I'm afraid you're right.
Even Argentinians are sick of him. They're sick of him.
That's right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People need to follow what I call righteous rage with confronting people face-to-face. When I confront people, some of them are friends, and they get kind of mad at me and say, Dr. Deagle, you shouldn't confront us with your opinions. I said, you shouldn't confront me with your stupidity and the dangerous activity of thinking if you support Hillary, it's okay with me. It's not. If you support Hillary, a pox on your life. A pox on what you're going to do to our country and to my safety and the safety of my children and grandchildren. a pox on the idea that you're going to support someone who's so evil and globalist that she'll rip the guts out of this country. And if you saw Brexit, what about Texas? Do you think Texas won't leave if Hillary gets in one or two terms? Do you think it's not going to happen? You're a fool. If you think that this is not the end of America when she's trying to foment war with Russia, she didn't want to have a cooperation. You know why? Because the Russians said, you know, we don't persecute people that are gay or alternative lifestyle. We don't let them teach it to our kids. We don't have it displayed in the public. Like the Pussy Riot, literally, that's their name, going into major Russian Orthodox churches and doing obscene things in the church, they don't tolerate it. They don't tolerate it in
schools. Why should they tolerate it? Why should they?
Believe it or not, that's the primary reason why Hillary, and what you remember now, the first lady is not Bill Clinton, it's Uma Abedin, whose mother was one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood. And you don't think a first lady lesbian needs to be in the White House with no security clearance, and they didn't do a damn thing? When Jason Chaffetz asked these questions, again, the Congress says, we need to have a hearing under oath. The FBI dropped the ball ridiculously, and Comey needs to be hauled. He needs to go to jail.
He needs to be impeached.
He needs to be impeached. So does the Department of Justice, this idiot, Loretta Lynch, who pretends, well, I don't need to make a decision now because
there has been an impeachment bill introduced?
Right. Well, exactly.
Part of the problem is so many of these people on both parties are totally corrupt. They've drunken from the same demonic chalice. Now, some have gone back for fourths and fifths.
Yeah,
okay. Hillary. She steps on it every day.
Tim, we're going to have a conference. We're going to have the Philadelphia and conference coming up here in the next few weeks.
I got to tell you this. Okay, you know where the Republican convention is being held? What is it, Cleveland, I think it is?
Cleveland, yeah.
Yeah. That police department is under federal court orders because of, I don't know, something they did or didn't do. And the Department of Justice, in effect, runs that police department. And the police department has said they are not providing security for the Republican National Convention.
You got to be kidding. And I also heard that they're not allowing people to have concealed carry. So I expect to see a shootout and killings at the conference. And every day I get
Create a no-gun zone, only the criminals and hitmen have guns.
Right. And I've been asked every day to go to the Cleveland conference. You know that? Because I'm a supporter of Trump. Every day I get an email saying, we want you at the conference. I'm not going. I know it's going to be a shootout. I know it's going to be a shootout. I know there's going to be people killed there. I know the police aren't going to provide the protection. They'll hand-wring and say it was Trump's fault. He incited violence because he's just Trump.
Of course, and the media will spin that story ad nauseum. Folks, get right with God because we are in some really bad times. I think we're in the end times.
Yeah, we're in the birth pangs right now, and I can tell you, if you disagree with us, have the guts, either on air or off air, to confront us and face the music when you do. It's not going to be pleasant. Okay? It's not okay to support Hillary. It's not okay to support tyranny. It's not okay to be evil, because we'll deal with you. Okay? It's not okay. Thank you. Tune back tomorrow with Hardy Schlanger from Austria. Jonathan Gray from New Zealand.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.